This is really the first time that we've pulled together the numbers from two really long-standing citizen science projects, the Christmas Bird Count and Breeding Bird Survey efforts. And those kind of paint a disturbing picture for some birds that, for most of us in North Carolina, grew up seeing that have had some real serious declines. And this report, I guess, kind of serves as a little wake-up call to just think about how quickly some of these birds have declined, as much as 96%, you know, in the case of the quail.
And in a nutshell, why are the birds disappearing?
As is true with a lot of flora and fauna in North Carolina, we're a rapidly growing state, and so habitat change is really the thing that is driving these trends downward for a lot of species. Several of those are what we would consider kind of rural or early successional species, to use the kind of ecology term. You know, birds that use hay meadows and weedy fence rows and things like that. And so really it mirrors the loss of the small family farm in North Carolina as agricultural practices have changed, as agricultural lands have been converted to housing and to development, and also reverting to forest land. The birds that made those habitats home, you know, have kind of suffered the biggest declines.
So in North Carolina or in this region, what other species of birds have been hardest hit by these factors?
Yeah, there are kind of top five, if you will, in North Carolina would be a loggerhead shrike, which is, again, a kind of a rural landscape bird that's declined about 95% across the state in the last 40 years. Bobwhite quail, eastern meadowlark, field sparrow, and then common tern, a coastal species that's suffered declines of close to 80% over that same period.
Can you narrow that down at all in terms of regionally? For example, here in the North Carolina Piedmont, would people expect to see declines in any particular species that are
right,
are local to this area?
Right. And actually, the Piedmont, as you know, is one of the highest rates of development or population growth in the whole state. In fact, you know, it's predicted to, our state's population is predicted to go from 8 million to 12 million in the next couple decades. And they're saying 80% of that's going to be in the Piedmont Crescent. And unfortunately for this list of birds, kind of the core of the ranges for eastern meadowlark, field sparrow, and especially loggerhead shrike are in the Piedmont. That's where you really go to see them. The mountains, of course, have got huge tracts of forest, and these aren't forest birds. They are found in the mountains, but the kind of the core of their range is in the Piedmont.
Briefly, what are the solutions in the Audubon Society's view?
Most of the land that these birds occur on in North Carolina and across the country are private lands, and so for us, that actually is a hopeful sign. Folks can do some very simple things, and if you think back to your childhood, if you look at the way the landscape looked, it wasn't quite as kept as it is now. So birds like quail, loggerhead shrike, and field sparrow that like these kind of weedy borders and fence lines with some trees and shrubs growing up in them, now if you travel around the state, we seem to be a lot neater about our landscape than we used to be. Folks with 4 and 5 acre yards that are mowed every week and that kind of stuff. So individual landowners can do a lot by just educating themselves about the kinds of habitats that these birds use, the kinds of foods they eat, the time of year that they're nesting. Some simple things, like with eastern meadowlark, is just to delay cutting or mowing, especially kind of non-essential mowing. We do a lot of hay production in North Carolina, and we understand that the farmers need to cut when they have weather opportunities and the grass is at the right stage. So if we provide the birds an opportunity in May, in the middle up to about the end of June, to finish their breeding cycle before we do that first cut, that can make a huge difference for birds like eastern meadowlark, field sparrow, and some of the others that are declining.
Mr. Smalling, thanks for talking with us.
Well, thank you for having me.